It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, I want to get started with separating out maybe a fact from fiction and a fad or what have you. I want to talk about this whole idea that the only way that you can really get calcium is through dairy sources, because I've known for a long time that that is just not true. In fact, dairy being high in some vitamin D, et cetera, and some other things can block the absorption of calcium. We won't get into all that science, but I've got Sarah Corey here talking with me about really dairy-free ways to get calcium. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Dr. Holly. How are you?
I'm really, really good, and I'm even better now that you're with me. Let's really pull this through for readers, listeners, or reading, I guess, if we're going to read them, because we'll throw the blog up here as well. But about dairy and calcium and other sources where we can really get really great, great, good amounts of calcium.
Yeah, I think it's important. I see this so often as everybody thinks in order to grow big and strong and have strong bones, I have to drink, you know, gallons of milk. And like you said, that's not necessarily true.
No, and it's amazing to me because I think that the dairy industry did such an amazing and lovely and incredible job marketing that. And it's stuck with us. It just has.
Yes, it really has. It's a great example of how marketing can create belief and cult-like belief, because I see a lot of people coming into the clinic and we start talking to them about you're having issues with dairy. And it's estimated that 6 out of 10 people do have issues digesting dairy, and things that would show up for people would be chronic bloating, gas. It can show up as acne. It can be a myriad of different symptoms that people don't always notice that that's necessarily coming from the dairy. And so then when we start talking to them about possibly removing dairy, it's like a panic set in for people because they've been told that this is so important. And I think it's important for us to start changing that conversation and letting people know dairy isn't the only way that you can get your calcium.
That's right. And a lot of people do have sensitivities to cow dairy. Sometimes it's not manufactured in the most clean or appropriate way. I know that there are better manufacturing processes, including, you know, grass-fed dairy and things that we can save for another segment. But a lot of people do better when they cut dairy out of their lives, but I think they have that fear about, hey, where am I going to get my calcium? So tell us where they will.
Exactly. Yeah, so just to give people an idea, why do you need calcium? And then we'll talk a little bit about where you get it. Calcium is one of the most abundant minerals in the body, and 99% of it is located in building our strong bones and also teeth. It's also required for things like a healthy blood pressure. You need it to contract your muscles and need it to transmit the transmission of signals for your nerve cells. So it's not something that we would want to be lacking in. So it's very important that we do have this in our diet, but we don't have to just get it from dairy. And one thing I think also I'd like to just bring up and throw out there is that one of the biggest things that people are concerned about is, if I don't have dairy, I'm going to end up getting osteoporosis and I'm going to fracture my bones. And there was a big study called the Harvard Nurses Health Study. I'm sure a lot of people listening have heard of that. And that was a study that was done for 12 years, looked at over 75,000 women, and it actually showed there was no protective effect of increased milk consumption on fracture risk. And it showed that increased risk of calcium intake from solely from dairy products was actually associated with higher fracture risk. So that's really interesting that when we're thinking milk, I'm not going to get osteoporosis, I'm not going to get fractures, and then there's studies showing that maybe this isn't true. So that's just something to think about. So one place we can get our calcium from is calcium-rich food. So those are things like, for example, sardines. And I know that sounds a little out there, but this is an awesome source. It's 3 ounces of sardines, so it's not very much. And that's going to give you 324 milligrams of calcium. And just to give you an idea of where that rates with milk, 8 ounces of milk is about 296. So this is actually going to give you more than a glass of milk.
Yep.
So that's interesting for people to think about.
And sardines
not everyone wants to eat sardines.
Yeah, well, but they're such, I mean, I think they're very likable. And they're part of my hotel camping scheme, actually. I have them all the time. I love them. And they're clean. They're little, so they're really, you can assure that they're pretty much clean fish for the most part. I think they're chock full of great essential fats as well. And they're such a nice food and a great, great source of calcium.
Yeah, so that's one. And just before I go on, just to give people an idea, if you're an adult 18 to 50, the RDA, the recommended daily amount of calcium that they suggest that you take in is about 1,000 milligrams. And if you're over 51, it's about 1,200, just to give people an idea. So that would be maybe 3 servings of the sardines, just to give you an idea of how much. So if you don't want to do sardines, there's other options. So things like sesame seeds, those are actually high in calcium. 3 tablespoons or 1 ounce is about 280 milligrams. Almonds are actually also a great source of calcium. An ounce, which is just about 23 almonds, so a small handful, that's 80 milligrams of calcium. And then another thing that I love, love, love to tell people because of the benefits of this food are far-reaching past the calcium is dark leafy greens. So something like kale, this is going to be an amazing food. It's got filled with vitamins, minerals, and then the calcium. So 1 cup of kale is 24 milligrams of calcium. So you can see it doesn't have to be dairy. You can use a lot of other foods to be getting in this recommended amount.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's really interesting because you think about the recommended amount, if people would just actually take a look at their diet throughout the day and just add up, and it's really easy these days with the gadgets that we have, the smartphones and et cetera, you can calculate your calories, your amount of calcium that you're getting. But if you eat, you get calcium. You really, really do. It's
right.
Really an abundant mineral.
Right. they suggest that people tend to get 300 to 500 without even trying, just in your daily diet. If you tracked it, and it would be interesting for people to do this and see. That's what the studies say. So you're already getting some in. So it's really just if you want to, you know, get that added amount, these are great foods to boost that. And also one thing that's really important is wanting to get calcium in, but it's also important that what we get in, we keep. And things like soda, alcohol, coffee, these are actually going to leach the calcium out of our bones. So all that hard work we're doing, eating our sardines and our almonds and our dark leafy greens, if you're having a lot of soda, coffee, alcohol in your diet, it's actually going to be sort of counteractive for that hard work you're doing to get that in your diet. So limiting those or removing those can also be really helpful.
Yeah, and I, you know, I really appreciate that. And I think what you say regarding what we get in, we keep, because hey, the body is pretty darn smart, and there's compensatory mechanisms all over the place. So if you get too much calcium, and calcium has to do with the way that your heart contracts, those muscles in your heart and such. And so it's going to excrete it out through your urine if you get too much. And so a lot of times I also know when people are supplementing, you know, I think wanting to keep the calcium is one thing, but also wanting to put it and keep it where? In our bones. We don't want calcium in our kidneys. We don't want calcium in our joints, in our tissues, bone spurs, kidney stones, plaque, you know, contributing to artery damage, et cetera. We want to keep it in our bones. And when we get this really lovely natural calcium from our food, this is a great way to assure that that happens.
Right. And one thing to think about in being our body working at an optimal state and being able to absorb this calcium, so you were just speaking about vitamin D. And it's actually, there was a study done that showed people who are low in vitamin D only absorbed about 14% of the calcium in the foods that they were eating, versus those who had adequate vitamin D levels in their body were able to absorb 58% of their calcium. So that's also an interesting thing to think about.
Right. So because these things do work in concert with each other. Sarah, thank you so much. Here's the take home, folks. You can definitely be dairy free and get plenty of calcium. And also, if you're worried about osteoporosis, one more thing. The biggest thing that you need to be doing is getting those bones some resistance, all right? Some weight-bearing exercise. Anytime your skeletal system feels there's pressure against it, it's going to build back stronger, and that's what you really need to be doing. Sarah Corey, thank you so much. Thanks for listening, folks. This is Dr. Holly Lucille, Mindful Medicine. We're on Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned.